Good morning, everyone.
大家早。
I hope you have had a good night's sleep.
希望大家昨天晚上睡得好。
如果你们睡得不好呢 ，I'm in trouble.
If you didn't sleep well, then I will be in trouble.
Because when I speak, and you will fall asleep.
因为在我讲话的时候，你们可能就会睡着了。
所以呢，Now let's do something this morning. Everyone take out two fingers from your left hand or right hand. Two fingers.
我叫大家举起两手指，随便是左手还是右手。
然后就把你的手指呢插在这个地方。
On your finger, you count. So let's count
on the left. Smile.
So you have a big smile. 大家可以笑一下。
God loves you. God smiles. 我们今天非常的高兴，能够跟一群的年轻的活泼的少年军一同来敬拜神。
We are indeed honored that we can worship together with a group of young and energetic people this morning.
少年人的特征呢，就是活泼。
And their characteristic.Is that they are very, very energetic.
And then they are full of energies.
And then they also. That's the same thing. You see me.
很有干劲. It's full of joy and full of happiness.
Very cheap with you.
年轻人也充满追求学习的心.
And also we know that the young people.They have urge to learn.
是我们上年纪的人可以学习的。
That is something that we older folks can imitate and learn from them.
各位年轻人，圣经说过一句话。
In the Bible, one man mentioned one time.
不要给人小看你的年轻。
Don't let others look down on your age.
总要在信心、爱心。
That in love.And in your understanding of the word,
and the 温柔 and then 谦卑等等的做众人的榜样
temperance and also humility be an example for all others.
Taken from 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 12.
在《提摩太前书》第四章十二节。
刚才我听到 Pastor Jason 讲话，非常的有所感动。
When I was listening to Brother Jason,
I wish he would continue speaking here. So that I can sit down and enjoy listening to the word of God. 多年前我去过 South Carolina 的 Columbia.
Many years ago, I went to Columbia, South Carolina.
我做了一个年轻人的少年人的少年会的讲员。
I was a speaker for one of the conference or youth group over there.
来参加的都是、all teenagers， 从十四岁到二十一岁的附近。
And they were all young, from about 17 to 21.
在三天的聚会的当中。
And I was a mid among them.
有十几个从十四岁的到十九岁的年轻人，完全的奉献他们的生命给神使用。
And there were some younger ones.From 14 to 19, and dedicated themselves totally to God.
他们奉献他们的生命到中国去做传福音的工作。
And dedication was that they were willing to go back to China.
可见呢，神在我们人的很年轻的时候就开始动工。
So that you can see that God started working when people are young and their hearts motivated them.
当然今天也一样，在你们年轻人的当中呼召你们做神的工作。
So today he's still calling out to the young people so that he can obtain you that you may work in his kingdom.
In our Chinese congregation today we have a handbook and then we have a outline listed we are talking about rooting in eternity today.
在我们的手册里面，我们今天讲第一题看到，就是讲到扎根与永恒。
我们有一段的经文，请各位弟兄姐妹一起来看。
There's a passage of scripture that I would like to point your attention to.
In order to save time, I'm going to let you read the passage.
我要请大家读这一句的这几句的经文。
是路加福音第四五章，从四十六节到四十九节。
It is from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 6, verse 46 to 49.
这段经文呢，主要是讲那个根基的重要。
It is talking about the foundation, the importance of foundation.
Later on, I'll be going to speak a little bit more on two other passages, like Psalm 11.3 and then also Colossians 1:21-23.
Foundation is the most important part of any kind of construction.
无论是大厦
whether it's a high rise.
Or这个桥墩
，or bridge，
根基的部分虽然是看不见的
，although the foundation is not seen, it's not observable, it's hidden，
埋藏在那个石层的里面
，it is hidden underground usually，
好像埋藏在那个河水的里面
，or maybe even underwater，
那个根基给那个泥土遮盖
，it's cover up。
这个根基给那个河水掩盖
cover up either by earth, by dirt, or by water.
但是那个重要性就是可以说不言而喻的
And important is that it's beyond words.
去年八月的二十八号
In August 28 last year,
洛杉矶附近的 New Orleans 都是洛杉矶 Louisiana Louisiana附近的啦 ，New Orleans 的那个意大的地方，备受那个飓风、台风Katrina 的带来的灾害。
City of New Orleans and Louisiana on the Gulf Coast was hit by the Hurricane Katrina.
震撼整个的美国的世界。
It shocked the whole United States as well as the world.
死亡的人数虽然是不多
，although The death count wasn't high.
但是都有四十万的人失去他们的基业，让他们的房子。半个纽奥林城市呢，变成那个美国的威尼斯的水城。
The whole New Orleans becomes inundated and becomes the Venice of the United States.
New Orleans 给那个360 miles 那个 Levi 和那个堤坝包围
Understanding the geography of New Orleans that is protected by 360 miles of levee
防止那个海水冲过来
to keep the water out
后来就发现呢主要有三个堤坝有问题
Mainly because three of the levee
很容易给那个海水冲过来就崩溃了
It was easily overwhelmed
and stormed. 后来才发现这三个堤坝原来在建筑的时候偷工减料。
And then we found out that when they were constructed, that those three levees were not constructed.
没有用上最上好的钢筋水泥。
They did not use the proper material.
就难怪承受不住那个外来冲击。
That's why they could not stand up to the storm surge.
所以我们要再看见那个根基是何等的重要。
And that's why I would like for you to see the importance of foundation.
所以今天我们活在一个非常多试探的时代的里面。
Knowing that we are now in a world full of temptations.
到处都有反对神的声音。
There are millions of voices out there against God.
到处都有五光十色的引诱。
There are all sorts of temptations in front of us.
到处都有迷人犯罪的陷阱。
There are a lot of crimes out there.
So if our foundation is not firmly established,
we
can easily
turn against our faith.
So we can easily
turn against
our faith. So we need to strive to pursue the foundation, to do our work.
So we have to concentrate.On the foundation, we have to strive to continue our work.
I have three points for you today.
今天我有三个要点。
第一是扎根信仰的磐石。
First thing is on the founding of your faith on the proper foundation.
第二是切勿保持现状。
And the second thing is not to be satisfied with what you have now.
And 第三句是永恒的生命，加油光明的生活。
And the third thing is that the eternal life that we look for, and then the life that we continue on.
买三送一。第四个就是不要低估你奉献的能力。
And then, on top of those three points, I'm going to add one additional point, really, that is to say, not to underestimate your potential.
These are the four points I want to emphasize today.
这个就是今天要跟大家分享的四个重点。
先来看扎根信仰的磐石。
So first thing I'd like to point your attention to is the founding of our faith.
Okay, 先看那个诗篇第十一篇的第三节。
I'd like to ask you to turn to the book of Psalms, 11 Psalm.
诗篇第十一篇的第三节。
Third verse.
神的话说，根基若毁坏，一人还能做什么呢？
Here it says that when the foundations are being destroyed, what can the righteous do?
这句话是一句话呢，就说出一个很重要的道理。
Here we see a very important concept.
无论我们做什么都好
，No matter what we do,
最要紧就是要根基一定要稳固。
Most important thing is the foundation.
哥罗西书第一章第二十一到二十三节。
In the book of Colossians, chapter one.
这里是
21-23，
这里有一段非常宝贵的经文。
Here, that's a very precious message for us.
我们来读它吧。
Let's read first in Chinese.
请各位弟兄姐妹听我来读，用中文来读。哥罗西书第一章二十一到二十三节，你们从前与神隔绝，因这恶行，心里与他为敌。但如今他借着耶稣基督的肉身受死，叫你们与自己和好，都成了圣洁，没有瑕疵，没有责备，把你们引到自己面前，只要你们在所信的道上恒心，根基稳固，坚定不移，不至被摇动，失去福音的盼望。这个盼望就是你们以前都听过的。
Reading from Book of Colossians Chapter 1 Verse 21-23, Once you were alienated from God, were enemies in your minds because of this evil behavior. But now He has chosen, He has reconciled you by Christ's physical body through death to present you holy in His sight, without blemish and free from accusation. If you continue in your faith, established and burned, not moved from the hope held out in the gospel, this is the gospel that you have heard.
请各位弟兄姐妹注意，这里有三对字非常的重要。
Here, I'd like to call your attention to three sets of words.
第一是从前。
First one is once.
第二是如今。
The second one is now.
第三对字呢就是只要。
The first one is
只要。有没有？只要。Maybe you don't have that in English. That's okay. You must only do this.
So we have only to look at one chair.
从前是讲过去。
Once is talking about what has passed, the bygones.
如今是讲现在。
Now it's talking about the present.
主要就是一个 command, you must do it today.
主要是一个叫我们做的。
从前我们跟神与神为敌。
And we were once alienated from God.
现在是与神做朋友了。
Now we are his friends.
因为那个身份不同，地位不同。
Because our position has changed.
所以我们的生活也应该不同。
That's why the way that we conduct our lives.
所以保罗就说出，当你们信主了以后，你们的生活应该跟以前完全不一样。
That's why here in Paul points out to us that after you have accepted Christ, the life that you live should be different.
所以他就说出一个秘诀。
That's why I have one thing to point out to you.
他说你一定要在所信的道上恒心。
You must, your faith be established and firm.
他说只要一定要做三件事，第一是恒心，所信的道上恒心。
Establish and firm.
第二是根基稳固。
The foundation is firmly
established. 第三是坚定不移。
So that you do not move.
三句话非常的宝贵，这是可以说是可圈可点，可以把它 underline 起来。
See, so this time we want to even look at your faith must be firmly established, and that you should not be moved. So maybe you would like to underline those.
我们的信心一定要恒心。
So we have to be the faith continuum.
恒心呢，就是发生了一个非常的重要道理。恒心就是不断的追求。
So having faith is continuum.
不断的不断的努力
without ceasing to strive for,
不能够半途而废
so that you should not give up,
恒心的人是勇往直前
so that you continue on,
不会退后的
so that you do not want to
go back. 我们发现很多年轻人也好 年长的人也好都有一个很大那个追求的心
but I found that many people that they do have an urgeTo study,
那是只是不够恒心追求心是有的但是恒心的心呢就不够所以恒心呢就分出那个高下
so that you can judge them on their perseverance.
所以恒心是我们追求的路上一个很重要先决的条件
so perseverance is a very important condition for our continuation in our faith and walk with God
好保罗还说第二点呢要根基稳固
so the foundation has to be established and firm
第三点呢是坚定不移
it's not to be moved
坚定不移就是不会摇动完全不受任何的环境影响力
So we are not affected by what we hear, by our surrounding, by the environment that we are in.
Nothing can move you.
没有压力摇动我们的。
无论是风雨也好
Whether it's storm,
无论是逆境顺境都不能够摇动你的信心。
Whether it's adverse conditions, whether it's luck, nothing can affect us.
信心一定要坚强
so that we have to persevere and continue.
否则呢我们在追求的路上一定失败
or else we will fail.
信心的长度跟我们追求那个时间有直接的关系
the determination of our faith is dependent on the time that we continue on
多年前美国一个家庭辅导专家 James Dobson曾出版过一本书名叫 Love Must Be Tough
Focus on Family James Dobson the author of that he has published a book
Love Must Be Tough Love Must Be Tough 坚中文也翻译中文也翻译坚韧的爱
Love Must Be Tough 坚韧的爱
坚韧的爱坚韧的爱坚硬不是坚硬的坚韧的爱Hello?
Love must be tough
Love must be tough 大部分你们可能都看过那本书
I'm sure that a lot of you have seen that
I must be tough
坚韧的爱
有人写过一本书
And then somebody else offered another book
名叫Faith must be tough.
And they call that 坚韧的信心。
哎，用好了，坚韧的信。我知道你们没有看过。
I know that you probably haven't come across that book.
因为还没有出版。
It hasn't been published yet.
因为是我写的。
It was also by me.
信心的坚韧。跟我们的追求成了一个很直接的关系
The perseverance of our faith is dependent also on our efforts
越多的追求
The more that you progress in that
那个信心就能够越坚韧起来
the more perseverance you have, the firmer your faith will become.
如果我们没有那个追求的心,
so if we do not have that urgent desire,
我们那个信心很容易失败,
our faith can easily be destroyed.
为了这个缘故, 我就花很多时间去, 在不同地方去帮助各地的弟兄姐妹, 有一个建立一个坚韧的信心。
And that's why I spend a lot of time encouraging brothers and sisters in all different locations so that they can build up their faith.
有一年我去中国安徽做培训的工作。
One year I went back to China to the province of Anhui.
来参加的人那个训练呢, 有30多个人。
There there were some 30 odd people.
他们来自山东, 来自河南, 来自河北, 河北, 西川, 其他的地方,
they came from other provinces to Anhui.
我照他们既要真理,
I instructed them in the basic Christian principles.
在事实的时候, 在 resting time.
resting time.
我问一个从西川来的一个姐妹,
I asked sister who came from the province of Sichuan.
她只有17岁,
and she was only 17.
我问她, 你最大的恩赐在哪里?
I asked her, where is your gift, your spiritual gift?
Your greatest spiritual gift. 你最大的恩赐在哪里? 她告诉我, 长大了。
我问他，那么你讲到我有多少年了？ So I asked her, how long have you been preaching?
他说3年。
I've been preaching for 3 years now.
所以算一算呢，他是从14岁就开始长大。
So I didn't start counting that she started preaching when she was
大部分的姐妹们呢，会回答我是辅导啦，服侍啦。 烧饭呢，煮菜呢，看孩子呢，等等呢，但是他说长大了，真的奇妙。
So I was expecting answers like, you know, my kids have been taking care of the children or cooking and domestic work. So then I was really surprised when she answered and said that her kid was in preaching.
她还说长大是已经有3年多了。
And then she still said
that. 大部分呢，我们呢，17岁的小女孩子呢，都在那个打扮啊、化妆啊、打电话啦、不停啊等等啊。
Most of the teenage girls that you encounter nowadays in the United States, when they're 17, the important thing that they have paid attention to is cosmetics, telephone calls, things like that, chit chat.
我在问他你服侍的地方有多大?
So I asked her also, how big an area do you serve?
他说有三点服侍的地方。
Oh, what's the important point of your service?
他,
three main points.
地点还是 point, 他们说是地点, 叫那个点。 北一点呢有300人。
Oh, there were three locations actually, and then one of them, a congregation of over 300 people.
三点呢，三个地点，就加起来就是差不多1000人呢。
So then if you multiply that, 300 by 3 is almost comes up to 1,000. Can you imagine that a young girl, 17 years of age, ministering to a congregation of 1,000?
他说他来参加那个训练，免得他以后传道的时候传错真理。
So she also confided to me that her main purpose of attending my training is that she wanted to be true to the gospel.
来接受真理装备的信徒们呢，都是很可爱的。
So that she could be properly equipped, and all those young people that were in attendance for my training were very.
这一群人都是很爱圣经的。
That they learn, they love the Bible, they love God's word, and they love.
他们能够背念圣经。 超过我认的人比任何更多。
In the memorization of the Bible, they understand far exceeds a lot of the people that I know.
有一个年轻人能够背呢诗篇119篇呢， 从头到尾。
There was a man that could recite the whole Psalm 119 all the way through.
在读经的方面， 但是他们真是痛下苦功。
They really spent a lot of time on God's word.
他们的祷告呢长达三分钟啊，每一个人的祷告。
When they pray, they have long intercessory prayers, lasting over three minutes.
每期的他们的祷告是上开一场的培灵布道会。
Every time that when they start it, it's kind of like encouraging you.
有一个人因为买不起那个火车车票呢，就翻山越岭，走过来。
And one of them who could not afford transportation, that he literally walked the distance.
他爬了三天三夜。
He walked three nights and days to come to the training.
为了不放过那个接受装备的机会，什么困难他都愿意付出。
So regardless of the hindrance in front of them, that they were unwilling to undertake, the fact that they were willing to face so that they can come and become properly equipped.
在临走的时候，我送他一点钱，要他坐火车回去。
So after I finished the training, I gave them a little bit of money so that they can buy a ticket and come home.
他含泪接受了。
And she shed tears in the cemetery.
他回来告，后来晚上回来告诉我。
At night she came and told me.
说老师，我多谢你的好意啊。
The teacher, I really appreciate your love.
我还是走路回去好了。我会用你买给我的钱去买四十熟人的书籍。
I think it would be better for me to spend the money that you have given me.
好好的装备自己。
On some books that can be helpful to me.
我知道我假如再穷，他现在他还要买熟人的书籍。
To help me to grow in Christ.So I know that, you know, if I give her a little bit more money, she could spend on the books or literature.
拥抱她，为她祷告，求神装备她，使用她，祝福她所接触的人。
That's why I felt compelled to help her, to encourage her, and also to bless her, to ask her to continue on in her service for our Lord.
I did make a correction. It's always all time he, not like her.
It is a he that she's talking about, not a she.
But I didn't make the correction until
later.
I don't want to have a misconception of hugging. You know. Another, there was an old lady, 78 years of age. She was a
retired school
teacher. She was Wang, I call her
Wang.And her name was Miss Wong, so I call her.
在那个休息的时候，我就问她一个问题。
And during the red time intermission, I asked her a question.
哦，王妈妈，你这么大的年纪了，为何还要读那么多的神学
？So I asked her, you know, at your advanced age, why are you still interested in learning about the Bible learning?
我问她问题的时候，我都还没有发现我的问题有问题。
I didn't realize the problem in that question that I posted to her.
我不是说，王妈妈，你七十八岁的老年纪了，你天堂的路还不太远啊。
I wasn't implying that she was very close to the end of her life.
I never thought of that.
我也问他一方面，
就是把看那个话题呢，找跟他讲话来聊天呢。
I was just only intending to strike up a discourse with her.
想不到那个王妈给我一个非常精彩的回答。
But unexpectedly, Miss Wong gave me a
这么大的年纪还来参加那个特别的训练聚会。
The reason why she came to the training.
她说啊，装备自己呢是我们的责任。
Is this a responsibility for us to equip ourselves?
至于用不用着这个装备是神的责任。
If God chooses not to use an equipped person, this for us.
这真是一个非常好的回答。
So that was indeed a very
equip ourselves, 装备自己呢是我们的责任。
Here again, it is our responsibility to equip ourselves.
至于神用不用着这个装备是神的责任。
Whether God chooses to use us.
那是一个非常精彩的名句。这个就是与神同工的道理。所以我们这个弟兄姊妹一定要竭力追求装备自己， 根基一定要稳固。
That's why I encourage you, brothers and sisters, take all opportunities to equip yourself and be firmly established in your foundation.
Take time to study the Word of God.
用时间，花时间在神的话语上面。
研读神的话语。最重要的一件事。
Most important thing is.
就是那个时间的问题。
Is to make allocation of time.
读神的话语不一定是早上。
Not necessarily in the morning.
也不一定是中午，也不一定是晚上。
Not necessarily in the middle of the day or at night.
读神的话语，用最好的时间去读。
Utilize the time that is most suitable for yourself.
如果你对神，你每天的时间，都不一样，就用一个方法来。Flexible 一下。
Depending on your schedule, just adjust it, but make allocation so that you have daily devotional reading of the Bible.
The importance of Bible study is not the when of it.
Do something in the size. 的重要性不是在那一个时间，
那是在 the amount of it.
It is in the amount of quantity of time that you have.
那是 quantity 的问题啊，那时间长短的问题。
不是说，是他的 the part of the time that you do it, but it's the amount of time that you allocate to it.
啊，对不起，我因为没有跟那个翻译的弟兄配得好，所以。
I don't know what to take the blame.
I take a bigger blame. 都是我的不好，对不起，对不起各位。想不到因为有那么可多的可爱的年轻弟兄姐妹在一起，我的心已经噗噗跳了。
Regardless, I'm indeed glad to be here with the young people. So, pardon me for confusing the use of the language.
请各位弟兄姐妹，就是不要忘记 the amount of time.In Bible study is the most important thing.
So I like to remind you once again, 重要的不是说你用什么时间，乃是用多少。
我们来看，切勿保持原状。
So the next thing I want to bring your attention to is that not to be satisfied with the present condition.
基督徒的路是一个追求的路，是长进的路。
The way that we take decisions.It's a progressive road that we have to continue.
没有停顿的。
There is no stopping point.
但是基督徒追求的路上有一个危机出现。
But then there are always crises that may await us, so we have to be careful.
就是我们还喜欢停在某一个地方。
There's certain times that we want to take a break and take a stop.
信主很多年，但是那都没有一个更跨前、更进一步。
A lot of us have been converted into believers for years.But we have not made any progress spiritually.
不久以前呢，我读过一篇文章，是一个报告，叫我呢惊讶不已。
Not long ago, came across a report really surprised me.
这个文章就记载在南美洲有一个部落。
And the report said that in South America there was certain tribe.
他们世世代代的人呢都很早死的。
And their lifespan was very short.
这件事呢就引起这个联合国的 WHO 世卫的组织的注意。
So then it caught the attention of the United Nations World Health Organization.
他们就派一队专家去那个地方去查究一下了。
So they sent a specialist over there to find out why this what caused the short lifespan.
原来他们就发现了有一些的。会飞的毒虫，寄生虫，
然
后粘在那个墙壁上。
And those insects, you know, hide on the walls.
当它们飞行的时候
，when they were flying,
它们就产卵了。
And as they fly, they drop their eggs.
于是那个卵呢就落在那个蚊的食物上。
And those eggs drop into the food.
他们就去上那个东西呢，就破坏那个卵生的那个生存的细胞。
And then, of course, those eggs hatch and become parasites in those people.
缩短那个人的寿命。
And then shorten their lifespan.
他们发现之后呢，就有一个很好的建议了，医生的建议几个解决的方法。
And so those people from the World Health Organization, they have a recommendation.
第一，买那个杀虫药去杀死那些害虫。
So that they recommended that they use certain insecticides to kill off the insects.
不过那个费用很大。
But then, you know, those why?
谁负责出钱呢？第二个方案呢，就是把那个房子的拆掉了。
So the second suggestion was, you know, just take down all the buildings.
那问题也不简单了。
And of course, that created other problems.
第三个方案。
The first suggestion.
搬家了，搬到别的地方去呢。
Well, maybe move the whole track to another location.
如果那个工程更浩大。
Well, that's a bit greater.
不，还有一个另外一个第四个方法。
Oh, there was another proposition.
不要管它。
Just neglect the whole thing.
继续找死。
Continue, let them die young.
像他们的祖先一样。
Let them die as their ancestors did.
你猜他们选择哪一个方法了
？So can you guess which one did they choose?
但是简直的不敢相信啊！
What they selected is
他们选择那个维持现状那个方法。
They choose to allow the conditions to continue.
一切都照旧。
Everything is existing.
一切都照旧，因为呢，他们选择一个最不费力的方法。
They choose the one with the least resistance, the easiest course.The easiest thing to do, they choose that.
读完这个故事呢，我心里呢有很大的惆怅与很大的感触。
So then after I read that report, you know, I was very remorseful.
我想到那个在今天的普世的教会的当中。
And that brought my attention to the contention.
弟兄姐妹那个熟人光景呢都是一样。
And the changes in the brothers and sisters.Think of the conditions that you are in.
很喜欢那个保持这个原状。
That you also want to preserve.
保持原状是一般信徒最喜欢、最努力、最喜欢坚守的。
That you hold firmly to that. That you do not want to relinquish that. You just want to continue as is. Status quo that you are satisfied with.
因为这个是最不费力的就可以达到的。
You do not want to face any spiritual challenges.And that's the easiest way to go.
在今天那个其实突飞猛进的时代的里面，突飞猛进。今天的其实太爆炸了，太快了，太 advanced 了。
Today we have the explosion of knowledge.
如果我们的生命还是像婴孩一样。
So if we continue to be like a baby in our knowledge,
我们是退步的一群人。
We are the ones that have regressed instead of progress.
千万不要忘记一句话。
So then, never forget this.
保持原状就是落伍。
Is to maintain your status quo is actually regressing.
真的求主开我们的心窍，看见我们的现状。不要沉迷在原来那个舒舒服服服服的那个现状的里面。
May the Lord be graceful unto us, so that we can be aware and not to be satisfied with ourselves.
我们都要提升自己，不要提升自己。
Do not try to raise yourself.
我们多要提升自己，我们要多提升自己。
Let us try to rise up and progress and grow.
多同神有一个约会。
So that we have our engagement with God.
Have a date with God.
A date and appointment.
我本来要讲那个我和僵尸有个约会。
Originally, I wanted to talk about that I have a date with a corpse, a dead body.
But today is a little bit funny to talk about the 僵尸 among the.Young people here.
今天讲到僵尸可能会比较不适合很多的年轻人在这边。
我们要明天才讲，请僵尸稍等一下，明天再看。这个约会。
So I'm going to postpone that topic for tomorrow.
请那个 cops 稍等一下，明天才跟你有约会。
So I was going to film the date with the cops of the dead bodies involved.
那是让我讲给你们一个故事，这是那个 very fond 的启示。
But now I wanted to draw your attention to a story about very fond the baseball player.
在美国蒙住了多年，我们就多多少少的习惯看那个美国的棒球。
So for those of you who have been living in the United States, you're probably becoming accustomed to looking at the ball game.
有多少人喜欢？有多少人喜欢看那个Giants 那个棒球队的？
How many of you are fans of the Giants?
可能在这个地方呢，没有很多人举手的。
Maybe in Virginia, you don't have any people famous though.
Anyway, 可能在那个新闻的报告的里面，你们都看过，就是 Barry Bonds 一个大明星。
But maybe you have come across his name, Barry Bonds. He's a well-known character.
最近他打出那个第714个 home run， 那个全垒打，那个棒球。
So recently, that he broke the record, that he achieved 714 home runs.
与那个记录的保持者那个 Babe Ruth 同练。
He broke the record of Babe Ruth.
714个 home run.
714 home runs, imagine.
但是我告诉你们呢，在那个熟人的追求的里面呢，就没有一个一打就有 home run 的。
But then let me point out to you that in his effort, that he does not achieve that instant.
我们要努力。一个一个的 base 那前进。
It is accumulated. That he has to do one and another one and another one.
从 base one 开始，一路到 base two， 一路到 base three， 然后才能到那个 home base。
So that in his progress that we see that you go towards the home base.
我们不能够从那个 base 那里开始，那就从永远的停留在那个 home base 那里。
So first thing that we should not be satisfied with our status quo, just stay at one place, but that we should progress on. But also that take note that we want to take progressively and go slow.
Home base 就是我信主那个时候。
So imagine that the home base is how you.
Home base 是我们信主那个出发点。
That's the starting point when you first.
回天家了就是 home run.
And then when you return home to heaven, that's the home run.
很多人一信主就马上 home run 了。因为没有追求那个人民是马上死亡就没回天家去了。信主是花时间，要追求花时间。
We have to spend time, make commitment in order to progress spiritually.
你用 effort 去追求神的时候
，You have to spend effort to do that.
你的生命完全被。给神改变过来。
Then our world will be able to change your life.
我们讲那个第后面一点呢，就是永恒的生命、光明的生活。
So the next point I'm going to point you to is the eternal life, and the life illustrious.
我们每一个信徒都有那个永恒的生命。
Of course, we know that we all have an eternal life.
但不是每一个信徒都有光明的生活。
Not all of us have an illustrious, a bright
life. 既然我们有永恒的生命
，So when we have eternity,
我们应该有一个光明的生活才对。
We should also have a bright.
你看看我们的神将那个永恒的生命放在把我们放在一个永恒的世界的里面。
God, in terms of eternity.Has placed us into the world of a time frame.
所以我们就用我们的光明，永恒的生命在那个永恒的世界里面发为神发光。
That's why we have to show forth the eternity in ourselves as a brightness, as a light to the people around us, so that they can also realize.
我的 main point 就是一句话。
The main point.
只有
点，
只有光明的生活。才能够配得起这个永恒的生命。
That's why, illustrious life, a life of fitting the calling that we have been called.
那个就是他们那个福披的配对。
So that that becomes
a perfect match.
A perfect match.
我还喜欢读一些名人的的生平的故事。
I like to read about the lives of the well-known people. 有一
次呢，我就读到那个印度的一个伟人，名叫甘地。
Mahatma Gandhi, his life.
他不是一个基督徒。
He wasn't a Christian.
但是他对人生有很敏锐的观察。
But then he has very concise deep insight.
有一次呢，有人问那个甘地了。
One time, a reporter asked him,
那世上呢，最可耻的罪是什么呢？
They asked him, what is the most deplorable crime in the world?
他回答，世上最可耻的罪有七个。
And his reply was that there were seven most deplorable crimes in the world.
他说，第一，有战争无正义。
This is the first one that there's war without justice.
第二是有政治无原则。
Second one is that policies without principles.
第三是有商业无道德。
And third one is that business without morals.
第四个是有教育无品德。
The fourth one, education without ethics.
第五是有婚姻无贞操。
And then the fifth one is marriage without fidelity.
第六是有敬拜无侍奉。
And the sixth one is worship without serving.
第七是有权利无责任。
And then of course the last one is having rights without responsibility.
我相信我们都完全同意。
And I think all of you would agree with that.
尤其是第六跟第七点。
Especially the sixth and the seventh point.
有敬拜无侍奉。
Having worship without serving.
有权利没有责任。
Having all the rights without any responsibility. 甘地
所说的三十一针见血。
And that's why what Gandhi pointed out.
完全是我们今天最大的毛病。也是我们信徒的毛病。
That is also a common defect with the Christian community.
有敬拜没有侍奉，有权利没有责任。
We have worship but no serving. We have rights.
甘地还说、
很
多基督徒、因为他是不是基督徒，他就批评基督徒，他说很多基督徒有天使的面孔，有魔鬼的行为。
From Gandhi's non-Christian perspective, he commented that a lot of Christians have the feature of angels, but indeed they are in their hearts.
他还说啊，这都是公路上的路牌，几路牌。
He also pointed out the Christians making the road signs on the road.
几人去走那个真理的路。
He points people to the true direction.
但是它只是一个路牌而已。
But it's only a sign.
它不动的。
They don't move.
这就是甘地的另外一个名句。
That is also important.
基督徒是几路牌完全不动的。
Christians are often like signs on the highway. They just sit there and point, but they never move.
我读到他的名句的时候，
so when I read those,
我有佩服他，也很难过。
Of course, I admire him, but also touched me.
难过的地方就是因为他讲的话没有错。
I felt bad because he had hit the nail on the right of the head.
这是但愿神怜悯我们呐。
So may God have mercy on us.
我们要努力啊。
That's why we have to strive.
我们要为福音争一口气啊。
So we have to strive for God's word.
不要叫人小看我们是基督徒啊。
For the gospel, so that people will not look down upon us.
要给人看我们基督徒只能够讲，没有作为，没有行为。
We have only words but no action, just like a sign on the side of the highway, just pointing.
但
也，
但也我们不单是指路牌，更是，更是带领人走天路啊，那个指。道和指导人。
But not only a sign, but we want to be holding the hands of those that are lost and lead them to our Lord.
做一个真正有光明、有永恒生命、有光明生活的人。
So that we can really be one with eternity as our hope and shine forth in our life.
我们再说一下关于上面一句话：不要低估你的奉献的能力。
Let me repeat one time. Do not underestimate.Your potential to serve.
1997年的七月一一号。
On July 1st of 1997.
全世界的眼睛都盯着香港回归到中国去了。
The whole The whole world's attention was drawn to the return of Hong Kong to China.
那一年我特意回香港去看香港回归给中国。
A lot of people returned to Hong Kong to the United too.
香港本来是中国的领土。
Hong Kong was originally the territory of China.
归还给中国应该是理所当然的事。
To return Hong Kong to China is something that we should accept.
难怪保罗在罗马书第十二章的第一节就说了。
That's why Paul says in the books of Romans,
chapter 12, verse 1.
That's why, by the mercy of God, I beseech you that you offer yourself as a living sacrifice, because that is a reasonable service.
因为我们是得救的人,
because we are saved.
得救的是蒙恩的经历,
For those that have been saved, that we have
been ,奉献是报恩的表示,
So then, in our willingness and dedicating ourselves,
所以奉献是理所当然要做的事,
And that's why it is something that we have to do. It is a reasonable service.
当你把生命奉献给神的时候, 神就开始为你工作。
And that's why when you are willing to dedicate yourself to God, then He's begin to use you and change you.
有一次我在教会自己教会的团体的里面,
One time, we're in my church,
我听到一个姐妹起来做见证。
I heard a witness from a sister.
她讲一句话非常的很有意思的。
She had a wise saying.
她说呢, 当你知道神的手在管理一切的时候,
When you know that God is in charge of everything,
你就放心把你的生命放在神的手里,
that He is in control of everything, then you can always trust yourself.
这是一个千古不变的真理,
that is indeed
也是奉献给神的真理,
and it's also true about God.
我读到那个救世军创办人 William Booth,
When I read about the founder of the Salvation Army, William Booth,
在他72岁寿辰的时候,
when he was celebrating his 74th birthday,
英国皇帝就是英王 King Edward VI, 爱德华六世,
the King of England, Edward VI,
为他举行一个国宴,
have a celebration for him.
隆重招待他, 公开褒扬他的对国家社会的贡献。
So then, at that ceremony, they heap a lot of praises upon him.
请他起来讲几句话,
and then, of course, invited him to give a speech.
他就起来说了,
So then he stood up and said,
有人将生命奉献给科学,
There are people who dedicated their lives to science.
有人将生命奉献给 艺术,
there are people who dedicated their lives to God.
有人将生命奉献给教育,
and there are those who gave their lives to education.
有人将生命奉献给钱财,
and of course there are those who gave their lives for money.
我将我的生命先奉献给主,
I dedicated my life to the Lord,
再奉献给世界,
and then to the world.
我将我的生命投资于永恒,
I invest my life.
哇，这是一个经典的续集的经典名句。
That is indeed a model that we want to learn.
奉献生命投资永恒啊。
We should invest our life for the sake of eternity.
五饼二鱼的故事大家都很熟悉。
We are all familiar with the miracle of the five loaves.
五饼二鱼都是很轻微很微小的事。
The five loaves and two fishes are very insignificant.
那是五饼二鱼加上 加上奉献两个字, 就完全不同了。
But then, when you add on to that, the five loaves and two fishes,
不但,
is offered to God.
不但能够祝福自己, 也能够祝福别人。
It was magnified. It was sufficient to bless not only the little boy, but the whole 5,000.
我发现一个熟人的方程式永远不改变的熟人方程式,
I discovered this principle that never changed.
就是任何的东西 plus 奉献 等于祝福。
So anything plus your willingness to offer, to dedicate it to God, becomes blessing.
顺情、力情 plus 奉献等于祝福。
Whether in times of fortune or in times of misfortune, when you add offering to that, it becomes blessing.
事业、事业 plus 奉献相当祝福。
Whether it's your career, it's your education, but if you put them together and add offering to it, it becomes a blessing.
成功不成功 plus offering 就相当祝福。
Whether it's success or failure, when you put offering to that,
你的子息人的光阴 plus 奉献相当祝福。
So anything, when you add offering to that,
人生在世上只有七十八十年的光阴。
Our life, friends, 70, 80, that's the most.
一下子就过去。
That goes in the twinkling of
your eye. 假如我的生命跟那个永恒拉不上关系的时候
，If there's no connection in our lives with eternity,
几十年光阴就很大的，是个很大的浪费。
The life, the time that we spend is really a waste.
我们讲过一句话。
It's a saying.
为谁辛苦为谁忙
Who are you spending your efforts on?
我盼望我在我们我盼望在那个永恒的里面
I hope that we are spending our efforts on
你为谁辛苦为谁忙那个谁就是主耶稣基督
We hope that we are investing all those eternity for the sake of our Lord Jesus Christ
让我们一起来祷告
Let's pray together
主啊，我愿意将我的生命奉献给你使用，再次的奉献给你。
Lord, we wish to dedicate our lives into you so that you can use us again.
我愿意一生一世的永远跟随你。
We wish to follow you all our lives through.
求你改造我。
Lord, please change us.
使用我。
Use us.
使我能够成为何用的器皿
so that we can be a useful vessel for you.
使我能够成为别人的祝福
so that we can be a blessing to the others.
我愿意一生一世的跟随你到底
we like to follow you. We wish to follow you.
奉耶稣基督的圣名祈求
that it is
Amen.
The prayer that we pray in our Lord. Amen.